the immediate villages near us have lost, there's one village that lost probably 50% of their homes out of probably a total of probably 70 houses in that village. And the ones that haven't lost their homes have at least had partial roof damage and stuff like that. Everyone's lost their plantation. So when I mean a plantation, even at the resort here, we've had huge mango trees, avocado trees, like big trees have all just been fallen down. We had a huge amount of rain leading up to this cyclone over the past 2 weeks. We've had periods of flooding and heavy rainfall, which left the ground just totally saturated. So when this wind came, it just uprooted basically a whole lot of huge trees. And we're probably talking 70-year-old mango trees, avocado trees, stuff like that, that have just been uprooted and fallen. So most of the people on this island live a sort of subsistent life. So most of their root crop plantations have all been destroyed. Also, their carver plantations have pretty much gone. I know at the resort here, we have our own organic farm that we farm and usually would supply probably 80% of our produce, but we've lost all our garden. So that's probably a total of maybe 400 banana trees, pawpaw trees, and all our general vegetable crop. So all the villages are just in the same situation.
So as you look around, what does it look like looking out from your resort today?
Well, I've probably spent a total of almost 20 years on this island, and Kandavu is known as a real, like a lot of rainforest, there's a lot of nice farming, and it's literally just that the trees have, I mean, you can see from, if you stand on a hill, you can just see villages that you would never have seen before. Most of the green foliage has come off the trees. You just see basically a very barren, windswept island, which was once covered in green foliage, you know.
So when it came over, just how bad was it?
So we got a pretty much direct hit. It was unexpected. The reports I was getting just on some of the online apps was that it was almost downgrading from that. It was going down to about a 40-knot wind, down to about a 25 mils of rain, and about 3:30 and about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it just started intensifying the wind a little bit. Still probably wasn't anything we're overly concerned about. And then we just started getting quite a lot of lightning and thunder, and you could see some system coming across. And then it just wet, I don't know, maybe 150 kilometre plus winds coming plus from the north. And that came right over the top of us. And that's when some of the destruction started happening. We just started seeing a lot of the trees coming down from the tops. And then we started getting hit from the west. And then it turned around on us and came back in on the southeast. So, and it just continued. We were just getting hit from all directions. We'd get wind coming from the north for about 5 minutes. And it'd swing to the west for 5 minutes. And we'd just hit by a big one out of the south, southeast. And then it'll just continue that cycle. So it seems like we're just in a big swell of it. We all sort of took shelter in a kitchen, which was a concrete sort of facility, so everyone sort of went into there. Probably just intensified for a good 2 hours. Yeah, we're getting hit from every wind direction.
And is this the worst kind of weather that you've ever experienced in all your time in the Pacific?
Yeah, absolutely. Even just talking to some people, 80-year-old guys who've lived on the island here all their life, they said that's the worst.